All right, so I was asking the question, are there other ways that people can demonstrate that they're really feeling the pressure of the pressure and they're not holding up well under it? Sometimes, as I mentioned, one of the ways that that can be manifested is when a person decides that they're going to go ahead and support a position that they truly don't agree with. In fact, disagree with, rather than hold fast to the position that they truly embrace. Okay, that's one way. Another way that people can demonstrate, leaders in particular, can demonstrate, but it's not just leaders. Anyone can demonstrate, but especially our leaders, can demonstrate that they're not holding up well under the pressure is by, yes, consuming the liquor, big time. Consuming drugs, illicit drugs, big time. Engaging in sexual activity that does not involve their spouse. Now, don't get me wrong. Please, 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 don't get me wrong. I'm not even trying to suggest that all of this is justifiable since the person is simply under a lot of pressure. Nope, I'm not saying that. I'm not even suggesting that. Wrong is wrong. And destructive behaviors are destructive behaviors, period. But very often it can be beneficial to understand what leads to some of the behaviors that tend to be destructive, whether destructive of self and or others. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there are people who experience pressure and the stress that comes with that pressure who do not begin to imbibe, if you will, turn the bottle upside down so they can get as much of it out of it, as much out of it as they can. There are plenty of people who experience pressure and they never turn to cocaine use. There are people who experience pressure, pressure, pressure. And for many of them, cheating on their spouses is out of the question. It is not going to happen. And that's good. But another part of the reality is, for some people, it doesn't work quite that way. And again, I'm not making excuses. Follow what my point is. Ways that people can demonstrate that they're not handling the pressure well. There are various avenues that we can use to relieve stress. And of course, pressure brings stress. There are many ways that we can relieve stress. The stress of the pressure. One, listening to good music that we really, really enjoy. And I mean allowing ourselves to sometimes just get lost in song. Good song, whether we're singing with it, playing with it, or just playing it. Just playing it back. Sometimes we can enjoy a good, nutritious meal. Sometimes we can relieve stress by exercising consistently. And sometimes people relieve stress by engaging in great sex. It is truly good for husband and wife to recognize the several benefits that come from having a healthy sex life. And the one that I want to focus right now is tension release, stress release. Ladies and gentlemen, it happens. Stress is released when we have sexual intercourse. Now, of course, don't get me wrong. I'm not even suggesting that it only happens if we have sex with our spouses. No, sex is designed to do what sex does. And it can bring about a release, whether we're with our spouse or someone else. the way it's supposed to happen, according to the way the Creator designed sex. He's the one who created it. It's supposed to be with our spouses. But stress can be released regardless of who it's with. Now, the irony is this. If we're with someone who we should not be with, we can indeed experience a physical release of stress, a physical decrease of stress, but an emotional, mental, conscience-wise increase in stress because we know that we've done wrong, and guilty feelings, guilty conscience can kick in. And when and as the mind, the emotions, the conscience feel guilty and as a result experience stress, it can almost negate or at the very least somewhat counter the physical release that we experienced. But isn't it interesting that we don't have to read science or anything like that? It's almost intuitive that when we're under pressure, we'll seek out opportunities to have sex. Again, I'm not making any excuses, but unfortunately, we have a lot of politicians who live in D.C., which means they spend a lot of time away from home, away from family, away from their spouses. You notice I keep saying spouses, right? You notice I didn't say wives. No, the fact is, males and females need and desire sex. And the fact is, males and females are ready to have sex outside of marriage. Big time ready. And the truth is, males and females experience pressure. And males and females need some kind of way to relieve that pressure. And both genders will engage in activities they should not be engaging in. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not even suggesting that the only reason that some people, particularly leaders, engage in sexual activity is because of pressure. I'm fully aware of the fact, just as you are, that a lot of people, whether they are leaders or not, engage in forbidden sex simply because they want to. They simply want to have that sex with that person. And it may have absolutely nothing to do with pressure and everything to do with desire. I hear you loud and clear. Hear you loud and clear. But keep that in mind as we think about the fact that the people who participated in this survey said that neither males nor females are any more likely to hold up well under pressure than the other. While a majority of adults say that male and female leaders have different leadership styles, relatively few think that one gender has a better overall approach than the other. Based on the experiences that you have had with female and male leaders, what would you say about styles, leadership styles? Did you find one to be better than the other? Did you find the leadership styles of males and females to have been pretty much the same? Did you find them to be very, very different? Different in a better way? Different in a worse way? Or neither better nor worse, just different? When we come back, let's begin to take a look at, well, an analysis of America First, Trump's, President Trump's America First. And again, let's think critically. Let's not think like Republicans. Let's not think like Democrats. Let's not think like Green Party. Let's not think like conservatives. Let's just think like Americans. Try hard. I know some of you may find that difficult because you've really staked your position, and this is the only way you want to think. I understand, but I'm asking you, just think American.